Now, last September, the country learned of the bicycle shed at Leinster House, which cost €336,000 to build. A few weeks later, we learned that €1.4 million was spent on works to a security hut at the Southgate entrance to government buildings by the Department of Finance. And now we learn, thanks to journalist Ken Fox, that a new wall for a state agency has cost €490,000. The wall is 70 metres long, so that works out at around €7,000 per metre. The €490,000 wall is at the headquarters of the Workplace Relations Commission in Dublin, and it was originally expected to cost about €200,000. Well, we're joined now by Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central. Gary Gannon, you're very welcome indeed. What are your thoughts on this, the cost of this wall?
Good morning, Audrey, and good morning to your listeners. I think my thoughts on the cost of this wall would be the same as everybody listening to the programme this morning. It's astonishing. The idea that a wall, which was 70 metres long, which originally intended to cost 200,000, would blow up to nearly half a million for a wall raises eyebrows. And look, this has implications for all of us. We've seen last year with the bike shed, again with the security hut. This becomes a plague on all of our houses when the public see such a level of waste and no degree of political oversight, political intervention. I mean, I looked at the documents and the timelines contained in Ken Fox's article. It all seems to happen out in the ether without any degree of involvement from government, be that a politician responsible for the OPW. We've had Patrick O'Donovan in the last dog, Ciarán O'Donnell. Their names are nowhere near any of these issues. And I think for most of us, it's just really surprising that an agency could have so little oversight over just the public's money. And I think it just erodes trust.
Well, let's explain why the costs rose to that level. The Ken Fox reports that a live ESB cable and a leaking pipe were discovered during the preliminary works, and that led to extensive delays, unforeseen costs. The work to deal with that live cable ended up adding more than €250,000 to the bill. Now, I presume you would agree that live cable had to be dealt with.
I absolutely agree that a live cable has to be dealt with. I think anyone who does any form of construction works in their own home or properties will understand that these things happen. What they won't understand is that it culminates in a somewhat 2 year of a delay, engagements between all sorts of different agencies, including the ESB, Dublin City Council for blocking off the road and allowing access to public car parks at another increased cost. But then the idea that €7,000 per metre, I mean, I think nobody would accept that as a reasonable sum. Look, what is surprising is these shouldn't be seen as unforeseen issues. Like a live cable is something that can be factored in, but when it happens, it shouldn't create a delay of 2 years and see costs bloom. There's also a scenario where they didn't have enough blocks to complete the job. Look, that some of that stems from the fact that they wanted to maintain the original kind of archaeological aesthetic of the building, above the wall, which is fine. But the idea that you couldn't actually foresee that there wouldn't be enough blocks at the end of the project creates another questions. But it's also, for me, it's like, I want to be getting on with doing their job in the Dáil of holding government to account and expenditure. But the public's mind, this is something that is just seen as another form of being cavalier with their own money. And that's something that we can't stand by. So today, there'll be more ministers for states announced. I'm assuming somebody will have responsibility for the OPW. We'd like to hear what they're going to do in terms of actually getting in front of these issues and ensuring the government get benefit for their own money when initiatives such as projects like this are standing. Because at the moment, the OPW seems to be operating on its own out there without any degree of oversight.
The work to deal with that live cable, that was around €250,000. I don't know how that compares to other situations where similar cables are found and dealt with. But it cost €240,000 to demolish and rebuild the wall. And as you say, it was to do with the blocks, because the OPW say that the site was an architectural conservation area. They had to retain the existing blocks to rebuild in accordance with the original design. Would you have rebuilt the wall, or would you have said, when you got that price, leave it?
I mean, it's very clear. Look, it's around Lansdowne Road. The idea that it's an archaeological site around Lansdowne Road, I'm not particularly aware of it in terms of how deep this goes back into our history. But I think the public deserves to see costs around money. So I would imagine that any sort of oversight, and I do believe there should be political oversight of projects like this, which is why we have ministers responsible for the OPW, would have to take, is this cost effective to the public? What is exactly significant about those blocks?
But if that figure came back to you as a minister in charge of the OPW, would you have said, leave it, don't rebuild?
I think we need to have walls that are structural, have structural integrity, that maintain the aesthetic of a particular area. But the idea of a quarter of a million for a 70-metre wall, I don't think anyone could really stand over that price and actually be able to look the public in the eye knowing that we have such deficits in other areas. So I don't think that is a cost of money effective.
Can I just ask you finally about the storm and the Dáil and the political response to this? You, along with other opposition parties, wanted the Dáil back this week. You're not back until next week. We heard earlier in the programme from Cavan, and one man in that report said he thought it was better that the politicians are on the ground helping out in their communities rather than arguing in the Dáil. Doesn't he have a point?
Yeah, I think the Dáil is a place where we actually hold each other to account for decisions taken. So, I mean, myself, I'm on the ground in the community around Ballybuck areas, where you've also had significant cut-offs from gas, electricity. But they also expect me to be going into the Dáil area and holding the state to account for the absence of involvement that we've seen both in urban environments in my own area, but also around the country. I mean, we've seen some harrowing stories of communities cut off from electricity, but we've also seen them not actually knowing where to go in terms of to get state support. So, I mean, that should be something that we hold their politicians accountable for on the floor of the Dáil. And by all means, we all should and are on the ground in their communities. But there's still a job to work to be doing in Parliament. That's why we wanted the government to get back to work this week. There's no justification for a week off when we have such considerable challenges, such as that we see with the storm, but also in the area of housing and health. So I think politicians need to be doing a job in Parliament, and we all have. So we'll be back in our communities as we are every week.
Thank you very much indeed. Gary Gannon, Social Democrats TD for Dublin Central.